the door and you'll feel better for it. Our community connection this morning brought to you by Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move, also by First Baptist Church and by Tallgrass Motors. And an opportunity for me to welcome in Superintendent of Schools Chuck McCauley. And nice to have you in here this morning, sir.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And first time that you had the need to sit in the superintendent's chair Monday night, but it fit you well for a relatively short board meeting.
Well, thank you. Yes, it was good. We were able to seat a new board member. Doug Dyvelbus had been on school board for a long time, and he recently resigned from the board. His kids are all out of school, and he's retired and was looking to, I think, spend some more time with his family. And Doug's been a great board member for us. He'll be greatly missed. He's really made a great contribution to our board, especially financially. He truly will be missed. But having said that, really excited that Kevin Sitton, we have seated him in District 4 to finish out that term. And Kevin and his wife both are Bartlesville High School graduates. Kevin went on to the University of Oklahoma, and he works here at Phillips 66 as a chemical engineer. He's worked in some different areas, been down to Houston and back, but he has a couple of girls will be at the high school, and so we think Kevin will be a great board member, and we're glad that he's on board with us.
Well, and in the comments that he made when I spoke with him after the board meeting, he complimented the high school, well, Cal State K-12 preparation that he got as a Bartlesville High School graduate, and I think that always says something when someone who's been out of the school system for 10 years or more says, you know, I got a good education. It
sure,
helped.
Sure, it does. I appreciate, you know, our board members. That's truly, you know, I think our school board members and those city council members, those are truly thankless jobs. I really appreciate them for serving. You know, they do it truly out of trying to help their school and community, and really appreciate, because those folks are, you know, they really put their name out there, and they take, there's times they have to make some really hard decisions, I'm really excited about working with our school board, and we have a good group to work with as we move forward.
Well, as I observe it, I would assume that their input from the public is kind of the same thing you get. Very few attaboy calls and a whole lot of I disagree calls, you know?
Well, you know, there's you know, we all went to school, so there's lots of input about what people think that should be like, too. But yeah, truthfully, that's why I want to take a second to thank them for their service, because it truly is a thankless job. So
it really is, and I'll echo that to all of those officials elected or, in this case, appointed to fill out a term.
Sure.
He indicated that he was ready to do his homework, so to speak, and get up to speed so that when you talk about strategic planning later on in the year, why he'll be ready to make his contribution.
Yeah, it's a good time. I think it's a good time for him to be on the board, obviously, with, you know, I'm very blessed to be in this role now to serve as superintendent following Dr. Quinn's great tenure here. But we will be updating our strategic plan, which runs through this upcoming school year, GPS 2017. And so we've had that as a discussion item at our last regular meetings as we move forward through that too. So I think it's a good time for Kevin to be on board, because he's going to be a part of our strategic planning for the next few years as we move forward with our strategic plan.
Well, and you made just a very brief presentation to kind of get a tone of the board as what they would like to do and how they would like to go about it. And it sounds as though and I do have a copy of that book that you present, that you showed the board, and
sure,
it's very detailed, and everything you'd ever want to know is probably in there, but it's not the most reader-friendly book.
That's true. Really, and not that we haven't been before, but really I want to be open and transparent about everything that we're doing. So I think part of that is having a simplified strategic plan that's easily shared, that people understand what we're working on. Obviously, we want everyone in our organization to know what our goals are and what our objectives are, but we also want to be able to share those easily with our parents and our community and our business community as well. We want to make sure everyone that's on the same page with that too. And we think part of that is having a simplified document. We have done some research with our administrative team. We're excited about moving forward with something simple and easy to understand and easy to share with others.
Well, and that makes it easy for the community and for board members to carry on a conversation that this is our goal. You can refer back to more information, but I'm happy to talk to you about it.
That's exactly right, yes.
Yeah. Probably the big item that has been at the forefront of nearly every board meeting since construction started about a year and a half ago, Central Middle School. And okay, not perfect, not the way that it's eventually going to be finished out, but you're ready to move into school.
It's We're excited. We're very excited. Matter of fact, I'll be over there this afternoon. We have weekly meetings at Central and tour the facility. And we started moving furniture back in from what the old Madison, where Central was temporarily held this year. We're moving those furniture in on the July 6th. We started that process and actually moving furniture in from the top down. Then the top being what we call, now we call it the fifth floor. And so we actually have furniture in down through the third floor. I'll see where they are today. But it's, things are, I mean, it's a, you know, the building's almost 100 years old. So just like, you know, they've run into some issues, in terms, and which we knew, I mean, there's the known and the unknown, but we're really excited. I mean, it's truly, I think it's one of those that's a jewel of our community. The outside of it's always looked beautiful. And so now I think we'll have the inside, we'll match it. And so just a couple of things just to remind folks about it. Really the first floor or the basement level, what some people used to call the dungeon, mm-hmm. for lack of a better term, I'm afraid to say that was pretty accurate, in terms of, that's really going to be transformational. What we've done is that on the building on the south side where the parking lot has been, that's going to be a new gymnasium. On the north end where the cafeteria building has been half cafeteria and half classrooms, that has been gutted, so it'll be one cafeteria now. So that'll enable the school, where in the past they've had to have five or six lunch periods, mm-hmm. they'll be able to have one per grade level. And so that makes scheduling so much easier for our students. And so those classrooms that were in the cafeteria building have been moved into the main building. On that basement level where there were a couple of gyms that really, we had some PE classes but really weren't fit for any other basketball games or volleyball games or anything like that. That's completely been gutted. It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. It's been leveled. That's where we'll have a band, orchestra, and choir. We'll have separate rooms, also a beautiful multi-handicap room. Our office suite will be on that level. The entrance will be over on the Delaware side. And so it's really usable space. I mean, really that's what we've done is we're making the best out of the space that we have. We're really excited about that. I will tell you that we're planning on our teachers, our report on August 15th and our students report on the 18th, but our plan is for the central teachers to have access to the building on that August 8th. The students, they'll have enrollment a little later that week, I believe on the 10th and the 11th on Wednesday and Thursday, so they'll actually be able to come in and look around. We do have lockers that are inside the building that are installed, so I want to share that as well. We've had some issues with that last year on a couple of other projects, so we're excited that the kids will be able to come in and help find their way around. Now, there will be some areas that aren't complete at the start of school. It's going to be right down to the wire. One being the gymnasium, it looks like right now, and so we're working through that so that we can get on that as soon as we can. But and the gym itself is going to be beautiful. We'll be able to play basketball games there, volleyball matches. It's really, if anybody has not taken the time to drive by, I really encourage them to do so.
Well, and just looking at the central project, and I mean, board members and Dr. Quinn mentioned it frequently, you know, that you basically had a school year plus an extra summer to work on that building and to, I'm not sure I want to use gut the building, but do away with so much interior walls and others, mm-hmm. and basically rebuild the interior of that structure. That is a Herculean task.
You know, we've had a couple of major construction projects. You know, when you think about last year, this past school year, having Bartlesville High School, some folks still refer to it as College High School, but making it a 9th to 12th grade building, that was an amazing effort. That was a huge project. We're so proud of it and so excited. Look forward to our community getting the opportunity to see it if they haven't already. But that was a big project. And so obviously, we felt like from the passage of the bond issue is something we wanted to move as quickly as we could so that our kids and staff could have the benefit of that building. And so that's why we've moved so quickly on this. But yeah, the high school has been a huge project. We're excited to be in, excited to have that 4-year high school. We think that's best for kids. But as you say, on the central project as well, I mean, talking about that, because a lot of there were some renovations done at the high school, a lot of renovations, but there's also some new space, which is one issue. But, you know, central really, we're talking about renovation with the exception of the gymnasium, but that being new. But the rest of it is really renovating a building that's, almost 100 years old. So it's a pretty aggressive project, but we're very excited about it. My wife teaches in the building and has for years, and so I know that the staff there. Matter of fact, I had a teacher come to a board meeting just to come make sure that we're moving stuff in to come see the slide presentation on Monday. So. I know they're really looking forward to, they call it going home. They're really looking forward to getting back into their building.
Yeah, they I'm sure they were, I'll say, happy to be in Central or in the old Madison for the year, because they knew of what was going on in their home. But it's like anybody else, you're on vacation, you're away from home for whatever reason. It's nice to go home.
That's exactly right. And I'll be honest, I was skeptical we were going to be able to be in it at the start of school. And so, of course, we're starting school a week later than we typically plan to, which is really going to help us get into that building. But we think all the efforts being put into it to make it open in August is going to be worth it, because really, changing locations in the middle of a school year is not great. It's not good by any terms. So we really think it was one of those things that we really needed to do it in August. Was really the best thing to do. So we're really excited about that. Also soon we'll be moving forward with the old Madison school. The district, we have declared a surplus. We're going through the appraisal process. As soon as that process is complete, we will be going out to accepting bids on the old Madison property. So that's something we do have bond funds set aside. If we end up demolishing the building or to raise the building, we are prepared to do that. However, the next step in the process is we have to get the appraisal, and then we'll see what bids, see if there's any interest in folks acquiring that building.
So that would basically, as I understand it, the first choice for the board, obviously, to sell the property and the building as is.
Sure. Obviously, we would rather not have to use those bond funds to raise that building. So obviously, if we could sell the building, obviously for something that was a good use for our community, that would be wonderful. However, if there's not interest for that, it is. We added the square footage that we added at the high school was about the exact same square footage, very similar to what Madison is. So, looking back, I think our school board, Dr. Quinn, Long Range Facilities Planning Committee, had a good plan about working within our square footage, because really we were able to reconfigure our schools working within the square footage that we have. And so, but to do that, obviously we have to, because if we do continue to have Madison, we'll have to maintain it and insure it and all those kind of things too, which really just doesn't make sense. Yep. So we're looking forward to not having to do those things for that building.
Okay. One other thing on this topic of Central before we move forward, you do have an open house planned to bring the community in and take a look around and see what they should be so proud of.
That's right, and really hope we have a good turnout for that. I mentioned, school starts on August 18th on that Thursday. That Sunday afternoon, which will be the 21st, at 2 p.m., we're going to have an open house at Central, probably from 2 to 4. We'll have some sort of a very short program, about at that time, and then we'll let people tour the building. So, which we'll have a couple spaces probably that we may not be able to, depending on the gym floor status. But yes, we really want to open that up and try to publicize that the best we can to people to come see what their tax dollars have provided for our children.
That gym floor, that's because of the way gym floors need to be. You put the flooring down, it has to sit for a while, and then there's kind of a multi-step process to paint and coat and everything, and everything has to dry for X number of days in between steps.
Well, that's exactly right. It's about a 5-week process for that gym floor. So, it's all there. It's just a matter of making sure it's all ready, because the last thing you want to do is start that process and then have to go back and start it over again. So we just want to make sure we get it right the first time.
Okay. We'll take a break and continue our time with Chuck McCauley, Superintendent of Bartlesville Schools, in just a moment.
Complete orthopedic care with a collaborative approach. Tulsa Bone & Joint and Jane Phillips Medical Center have teamed up to deliver a proactive approach for the prevention, care, and treatment of all bone and joint injuries. Depend on our compassionate surgeons and medical staff for all your family's orthopedic needs. Call today for your appointment, 918-214-8232. Tulsa Bone & Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move.
There's always something good happening at the Bartlesville First Baptist Church. Some of the things coming up is Cross Timbers Children's Mission Adventure Camp, with registration going on now. Camp will be held Monday, August 1st through Friday the 5th. For more information about the First Baptist Church calendar events, call 918-336-6172. Come worship at First Baptist Church of Bartlesville, located downtown Bartlesville, 405 South Cherokee.
And taking a little bit of time this morning with Superintendent of Schools Chuck McCauley and the Bartlesville Education Promise. We've heard a little bit about it over the past, several months, but I think people are going to see and hear more about the program this school year.
You know, Charlie, it's really exciting, the opportunities that our kids are getting the opportunity to participate in this summer. And it's really a result of our community a step forward, and specifically Martin Garber. Martin and Ginger came to actually last well over a year ago to talk about, they just want to help. What mm-hmm. can they do to help us? So our school staff got together. I was leading that charge in terms of what can we do to get these folks. They want to help us. And so the end result of that, we've had a lot of programs going on. Kids are getting some great options. Just a quick review this past year. They this is all funded through donations that they have had from a variety of sources. This past year at Bartlesville High School, we had tutoring after school in our core subject areas, and we also had transportation provided at kids that needed it. That started for the first time. We had take-home reading books at all of our elementary schools that were sent. Also, we had some library books, some old library books from the Friends of the Library that were donated to Jane Phillips Elementary. This was all funded through Bartlesville Education Promise, but a lot of things going on this summer. Tri-County Tech, we collaborated with Tri-County Tech, also the Barry and Karen Lowe Foundation, in terms of a STEM camp that we had for a couple of weeks, that we had over 150 kids that were enrolled. I think it was 154 was our number of Bartlesville kids that were enrolled in STEM camps, which is science, technology, engineering, and math, 8 to 5, had a great experience out there. For the STEM camps, the high school had some camps going on this summer, talking about ACT and PSAT prep, pathways to advanced placement courses. We've had some art classes going on, which has evolved, which is a lot of that's through the Schmaltz Foundation has been funded. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, and they have an art show coming up, wanted to share on Sunday, July 31st at 2:00 at the community center. They're going to have an art show. Be able to display the work that they've been working on there too. We've had collaborating with the Boys and Girls Club specifically, and had a great turnout with them. But probably the biggest turnout of kids that we've had involved with is some transition camps. When I talk about transition, we're talking about our kids going from 8th to 9th grade. And that's a big change, mm-hmm. going from middle school to a high school, and then also from our kids going from elementary to middle school. Those are big deals.
Yeah. You didn't have a locker, now you do.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Exactly right. The programs look a little different. The high school program that's going on that started on July 11th, it's a 3-week course that they have, and it's to help get them prepared for high school mm-hmm. and all that comes with it. And I think we have 22 or 24 kids enrolled in that class. They have the opportunity to get credit. We feed them. We have four teachers assigned to them with small groups, also get enrolled in leadership and make sure that they know their way around. And it will culminate with, it will end next Friday on July 29th, which that's the same day that we invite all to be freshmen. We'll have a day for them to get them acclimated to the high school. Fortunately, these kids, they've been at school for 3 weeks, so hopefully they'll be kind of able to hit the ground running. Now, our middle school program for our sixth grade, Central and Madison, each of them have three elementaries that feed in. They're in the middle of their program, which is they've had 3 1-week classes. So if I'm a fifth grader going into sixth grade, they have the opportunity to spend a week at their school. Unfortunately, our central students are still, they're all doing it together over at the new Madison or Old Mid High, whatever you want to call it. We're not able to get into that building like we would like to have been. However, they are working with folks that are going to be there, they'll get some relationships with central teachers, mm-hmm. Get to know the administrators, and get acclimated with middle school life. So we're really excited about that. And they have we'll have hundreds of kids this summer that are going to be involved in educational opportunities that, frankly, we just haven't had in the past. And the only reason we've been able to have it is because of Bartlesville Education Promise. And so they have got this started through programs that we've initiated from the school, said, hey, this is where we need some help. These are some gaps that we have. Can you help us? And so they've gone around and raised the funds to do it. And most of the funds that they've raised, it simply goes to paying our staff to work in the summer when they're off contract. That's where the biggest piece, almost all the funding goes for that too. There's no administrative overhead. We also help with kids with transportation, and we have some summer feeding going on too, all those kind of things too. So we're really, really excited about that program and appreciate their help and support, especially Martin Garber and Ginger. But Martin's really those guys have done an unbelievable job on making this happen, because without their support, our kids wouldn't be getting this opportunity.
Well, it sounds great, and it is just from here on out a mad dash to start the school year.
You know, that is accurate.
Married to a teacher, sorry.
That is exactly right. That is accurate. We've got a couple other things too I want to mention this summer that have happened. Sean Mason, Barzil High School graduate. We had eight kids qualify for the national speech and debate leaders contest. Mm-hmm. And Sean actually finished third in the nation on the Lincoln-Douglas debate, and so really proud of him. A couple years ago in 2014, Lawrence Zhu, that follows up, he was actually the national champion in that too,
right.
Which that's a big deal. So that's we're really proud of them, their participation. We had three kids at International Science Fair in May. Gary Lehman, our teacher at the high school, took them. James Martinez, Greta Olson, and Allison Bittinger, those kids were involved in that too as well. It is a mad dash. We have soon, mm-hmm. We'll have coming up. And in fact, of course, people think start of school. A lot of folks think about football, which will be getting started soon.
Yeah, before start classes school. First, but yeah.
But they've been working all, and they'll actually they'll get started, and they've been working right now. They've been working all summer. Our band, which those folks are, they may be that's the hardest working group that we have. I mean, they'll be full bore. I know August 1st, and they've been working over the summer. Our cheer and palm. Those folks are cross country. We've got our two-time girls defending state champion team. Our boys are state runners up, and they've been they're running all the time. They don't know if they ever stop.
I see them. I don't know if it's a collectively school item or just four or five of them all seem to get together and run.
Yes, yes, they do. They do, and it's wonderful. Which is we're so fortunate in this wonderful community. For the Pathfinder, just one example about my wife and I are both runners ourselves, and so we really appreciate that too, and that's been a big attribute for our community, also for our kids. And so but those kids, you'll see them all over town running, that's already started. I mean, that's mm-hmm. just our softball. Need to mention our fast pitch softball team. They'll be playing games here just in a matter of a couple of weeks, so it's almost upon us. Also wanted to mention the Washington County, the school supply drive in terms of pack the backpacks. Mm-hmm. I know they'll be which is for all of Washington County, but that August 8th and 9th, they'll be distributing those at St. Luke's, and really appreciate that wonderful support that they have.
I will mention, because they also are doing a special distribution for Copan, because Copan starts school on the 3rd.
And wow.
So, yeah, so they'll do a different day for Copan students.
Right, very good. Yeah, so it's a race. So we're excited. I'm excited to look forward to having the first we get the our administrators are all back. So I've got them back, and kind of the next round we'll have our teachers. Teachers will be coming back, and then have the kiddos back, which is why we're here.
Back to school rally coming up soon.
Exactly right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Charlie.
Okay, Chuck McCauley with us this morning on AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1. That's the Community Connection. Community Connection brought to you by Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move by First Baptist Church and Tallgrass Motors.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.